We'll start with this called Pranaya Gita. Pranaya Gita is chapter 29 of the 10th canto. And verse 31, like 10 verses, 31 to 41. You can turn to 31. Verse 31, chapter 29. Just a little introduction to this Pranaya Gita. See, when Hare Krishna played his flute, and he called the gopis to the rasa dance to enjoy rasa lila. But then when they got there, the Charya said Radharani wasn't there because she fainted. The Samaras dance described in the Bhagavatam. Radharani fainted from hearing Krishna's flute. So Krishna was waiting for Radharani. So while he was waiting, he was teasing the gopis. He was speaking very discouraging words and asking them why they came. And he spoke to them ordinary, mundane, material dharma, Varnashram Dharma, about all the different rules of grihastha life, how the wife should serve the husband and be chaste and take care of the family. And he was preaching morality and big dharma. And they were listening and scratching the ground with a big toe on their left foot. And there were tears, they were crying. And it says, and the Acharya said, there were two streams running, there was a stream of black kajal running down their face, and a stream of red kumkum running down their bodies. Red and two rivers of black and red running down their bodies, because they were so distressed and so unhappy by Krishna's apparent rejection of them, the discouraging words. But actually, he was just stalling for time. And of course, ultimately, it's teaching. He wants to teach the great love of the gopis, especially Radharani. But when Radharani finally came, then Krishna left. But before Krishna left with the gopis replied to Krishna's discouraging words. Is very negative and discouraging words. And in this reply, they revealed the extent of their love. There are several degrees of Krishna prema in the spiritual world. Sneha, man, pranaya. Sneha, man, pranaya. Rag, anurag, bhav, mahabhav, modan, madan, like this. Seven degrees. So this is called pranaya gita, the song of pranaya prema. But the gopis explain, our pran is not different from your pran. How can you do this to us? What you're doing to us, you're doing to yourself. You're rejecting us means you're rejecting yourself. You're telling us to go means you're telling yourself to go. There's no difference. You're one in mind, one in heart, one in body. Ek man, ek pran. Ek tan. Ek jan, ek man, ek pran. Ek jan means one body, ek man means one heart, one mind, and ek pran means one life energy. So this is in Pranaya Gita, Gopis bring this point out. It's very touching. They refute all the arguments he gave. He said, Krishna told them, go serve your husband. And they say, well, he would have a brain, understands that you are their only husband. You were the Adipati. You were your original husband and the Purna. You're the Adipati and Purnapati. The original husband and the complete husband. And you're the Atma, you're the Paramatma, and you're the Atma, the Supreme Atma, and you're Sarva Bhutatma. You're the Atma of all Atmas, and we're part of you. So we're not taking a step away from you. Your son is to get lost and go back home. You say, our home is in the forest. I go to Chaitanya, when he said, my mind and Vrindavan are one. He told Venkatabhata in South India when he was discussing with him about the difference between Lakshmi and Radharani. At that time, Chaitanya said, most people, my heart and my mind are Vrindavan. There's no difference between my heart and my mind. So Gopi said, there's no difference between us and you. You know, you said Dharma, you are personified Dharma. you said be Dharma, that means we're not taking a step. If we take a step away from you, that's a Dharma. So let's read this verse 31. It's also a Tonkama. Find out a Ratogama? Ratodata. Ratodata. Okay. And that's the chanda. Pranaya Gita, chapter 29, the 10th canto, verse 31 through 41. The gopis give it back to Krishna. You give it out, he gives it back. You dish it out, they dish it back. Sri Gopi Ushu. May Vambi Vivarati Bhavato. Hey, tell me, Sham Sam.
May one be born, he will be the Dunjan Sam.
Santa Jasava, Vishyam Tavaparamulam.
Santa Jasava, Vishyam Tavaparamulam.
Bhaktava Jasa, Tavagra Vata Jasman.
Bhaktava Jasa, Tavagra Vata Jasman.
Devo Ratani Purusho Bhajate Mokshun.
Devo Yatani Purusho Bhajate
Mokshun. Arivo Ganitam Nisham Sham. Probably don't know any words in that first line.
Continuing it like the same as Brahma Samhita or something like that.
Yeah, it's the same as Brahma Samhita. Yeah, my voice doesn't work too good. I can't speak good. That's the right. Hey, let me go. Technically, it's called a toad. A toad.
But Santa Tilakam is the chanda.
Oh, no, it was Santilakam.
Yeah.
This is Santilakam. Yeah, this is the Santilakam. You see how it is? I have the same thing. See the last one? The Shantyogam, it's wrong for me. It's wrong for me. Hey, Rami Baba, do you run? Get it to me, Shantyogam. Yeah, you run right here to Baba Sunita. We don't know any meaning words there. You might know Vibo. Vibo means power. Anu and Vibu. What does Anu mean? A-N-U.
Atomic.
Vibu means what? We say Anu Chit and Vibu Chit. What does that mean?
All-pervading. All-pervading. Vibu.
Yeah, Vibu means all-pervading. Big. So, Mevam, Maevam means in this way, Arati should, Arati, Bhavan, good self, Garitan, speak, Nisham, Sam means cruelty. Second line, Chaja, what does Chaja mean? Chagi Sadhu, Chagi Sadhu. Santyaja means complete renunciation. Santyaja. So, what does Vishaya mean?
Enjoyment.
Right. What does Vishaya mean?
The object.
Material object.
Object of
yeah, means, that's, the word means object. Vishaya and Ashraya. Object and subject. Shelter of prema, object of prema. Viva Vishaya. Prema Vishaya. Object of prema, Krishna. So Vishaya means objects of sense enjoyment. So it says, Sarva Vishaya means all objects of sense enjoyment, what happened to them? Santyaja.
Renounced.
Okay, well. And what had taken place? What's taken place of that? Tell me what?
Yours.
Trum and Tava in yours. Sarva means what?
Everything.
What? Mula means what? Paramola. In your feet. So you give up everything for your feet. Right? Line 2. Line 3. What does dur mean?
Difficult.
Dur means hard, difficult, far. Frederick, what does dur mean?
Hard, difficult, far.
Good ears. Young ears, good ears. These are stubborn ones. Ma means not. What does na mean?
No.
No charge means what?
Did not enough.
Don't reject us, don't renounce us, don't give us up. Who is speaking to who?
Krishna.
Yeah, you dirty dog. Don't give us up. You ways out yourselves get lost. No, we're not going to.
Yeah, he tells them to go back and say, no way.
Yeah, no way, you go back. So there's a lot of renunciation here. This verse, Santyajya, Tyajasman. Okay, so it's a good idea. Everyone should follow this line too. Give up all sense gratification. And take shelter of Krishna's feet. Bhakta, who is that? Bhakta. Bhakta Bhajasva means Bhakta Bhajan. Worship, do worship. Don't be stubborn. Who's stubborn?
Krishna.
You Dharavagra. You stubborn one. Really heavy talk. You pillar. Come on, man. Durvanga, touch us and don't reject us. Deva Ratali Purusha Vasde Mokshu. What does that mean?
Adi Purush,
that liberation. Adi Purush means the big boy, big boss, original person, Narayan. Hari Narayan. Deva means Deva Narayan. He worships those who desire liberation. Mumukshu means first interest in mukti. All he words mumukshu is all about liberation, something about liberation. Mumukshu, all these mumuku, muki, mukti, mukshu, they're all about liberation. Now listen, Narayan reciprocates with people who want to get liberation. We want to love you, so reciprocate with our desire to love you. Don't be so stubborn. And that's a really strange guy. 16,000 beautiful women come and try offering him themselves to you. You're saying, get lost. Are you cracked? Don't reject us, you stupid. You stubborn one. Wake up, put on your glasses, huh? Take a look at what you're telling the old person. Now you're looking at us. It's dark, it's midnight, you can't see to us. Turn on the lights. you can't see very good much at night, you know. That's why most people have dates at night, you know. It's called blind date, you know. you used to go down to cloud for 1 o'clock in the afternoon, let's go out and soda, you know. It's not like grammar school. You go to a movie, you go out somewhere at night, disco. Go for a walk on the beach at night, not 1 o'clock in the afternoon. So let's read the translation. The first verse of Pranayati to the Gopis. They say, oh, Vibha, oh, powerful one, don't speak in such a cruel way. Don't reject us. We have given up all material enjoyment to serve your lotus feet. Reciprocate with us, O stubborn one. Just as Lord Narayan reciprocates with his devotees for liberation. So people approach Narayan for mukti, dharmart kam moksha. So they worship Narayan Vishnu to get moksha. We don't want moksha. Nadana Jana Sundaram, we're not here for moksha. We're here for love. We're here to love you. We serve you, we please you. We don't care anything about moksha. We don't care if we live or die. We just want to serve you. So don't be so stubborn. Don't be so renounced and all this stuff. Let's read another translation. See what Prabhupada says about this. Prabhupada's introduction to this Pranaya Gita. The Gopis are not ordinary women. They are on equal level with Krishna. They're as Nitya Parishads. Although they were depressed by Krishna's discouraging words, they did not like to use harsh words against Krishna. They wanted to rebuke Krishna for his unkind words. Therefore, they began to speak in faltering voices. They didn't want to use harsh words against Krishna. Because he was their dearmost friend, their heart and their soul. Gopis had only Krishna within their hearts. They're completely surrendered and dedicated souls. Naturally, when they heard such unkind words, they tried to reply, but in the attempt, torrents of tears fell from their eyes. Finally, they spoke in verse 31. They said, Krishna, you're very cruel. You should not talk to us like this. We are full-fledged, surrendered souls. Please accept us and don't talk in a cruel way. Of course, you're a god, you can do whatever, you're Bhagavan, you can do whatever you like, but it's not worthy of your position to treat us in such a cruel way. So two sentences, Prabhupada used the word three times cruel. Krishna, you're cruel, you're cruel, you're cruel. You can do whatever you like, but don't be so cruel. We have come to you leaving everything behind just to take shelter in the lotus feet. We know you're completely independent and can do whatever you like, but we request you don't reject us. We are your devotees. You should accept us as Lord Narayan accepts his devotees. There are many devotees of Lord Narayan who worship him for salvation, which means liberation, and he gives it to them. So how can you reject us by another shelter than your lotus feet? Very nice translation. Very touching translation of Prabhupada. His book is very nice. You can find, you can pick out the translation easily. This is another translation. The fresh translation. Verse 31, the chapter 29, crying Gita, Gopi said, Krishna, you ought not speak so cruelly to us. Kindly take us in your service. We who have sought the soles of your feet, renouncing all other objects, even as Lord Narayan, the most ancient person, Adi Purusha, accepts the worship of those who seek liberation. Please don't abandon us, O Lord, who are so hard to win over. Let's see another commentary. This is Vishnu's commentary. The gopis are thinking, Krishna is instructing us in the principles of duty. At the same time, he himself is indulging in all kinds of sinful activities. You should not speak like this, since you are the son of Nanda Maharaj, who is known by everyone for his religiousness. The gopis are implying that only someone who has a reputation as a murderer might speak like you're speaking. The gopis are basically saying that the harsh way you're speaking, it's like someone who's trying to kill us. You have shot millions of arrows. You have shot millions of arrows of your words at us all at once. Now we all have to give up our bodies and go to Yamaraj. Rather than the coward village you have advised us to return to. On the other hand, you could go back to the coward village, taking with you the civil reaction for murdering hundreds of women. If you don't want to be implicated in the sinful reaction for killing women, then you should reciprocate with us. I've given up all sense objects to render noticeable service to the bottom of your feet. In this context, the movies don't say other sense objects, rather they say all sense objects. Sarvavishaya. The implication is that physical association with Krishna is not an object of sense gratification. But Krishna may ask the gopis, my dear lusty lady, why can't you satisfy your lust with your husband? Why do you have to leave them and come to worship me? To this they reply, O Durvagraha, are you stubborn one, playing hard to get. The proper use of the word avagraha means to stop rain. Stop rainfall. Thus the word can only be explained metaphorically, comparing Krishna to something else. A cloud which is faulty, right, because it doesn't get rain.
What book is this?
The Vishnu's commentary.
Oh,
I don't know, it's in your reading.
See.
This is all a translation of it. Let me read the same thing. Vishnu's commentary. He looked at the word in Panini Dictionary. He gave a different twist to the meaning. They're stubborn. The explanation is further elaborated by the presence of the prefix dur. Thus you have the meaning. O cloud, O Krishna, O cloud who rains only poison. And extrapolating further, even though you're far away, dur means far away. You, Krishna, the Krishna cloud, are a friend of us, chatty birds. But today you have to be raining poison. If because of drought, avagraha means drought, you're not giving rain, then go ahead, don't get rain. We shall instead drink the poison you rain down and die. We choose not to drink the water of lakes and so forth, even though they're close by. Indeed, you know that this is our nature. As Shakti words, only drink from the cloud. Consequently, don't reject us if you have any sense of gratitude at all. They're really laying it on them. If you have any gratitude left in you at all, then don't reject us. Is that fair?
Yes.
Okay, very same thing. By Krishna may say, okay, the kshatriyas depend on clouds, but the cloud isn't responsible to the kshatriyas. Whether kshatriyas live or die has nothing to do with the cloud. This replied, all right, but you are not a lifeless cloud. You're the most exalted chivalrous person. Thus they speak the word deva and so on. In other words, implying that Krishna, you're a godly person, you're a deva, you're a saintly, divine person, not just a crabby cloud. So even those from a mukshu desire to give up all sense of gratification from worshiping Krishna, he reciprocates with them. by being controlled by his abilities. But you're not reciprocating with us by renouncing all kinds of sense revocation for your sake. Okay, go with you. What time is it out? Okay. We'll continue there next Saturday. Verse 31 of Prana Gita. Jai Shri Radhe.
Jai Shri Radhe.